What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Let's get back to the Buccos. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And we are joined by Tribune Review Pirates beat writer Kevin Gorman. We were at the game last night, and Kevin, that was a nice win. I mean, you know, when the Cardinals came back to tie and then took the lead in the 10th, you kind of had the feeling, man, they're going to let another really good start slip away, but they're able to figure out a way to get a much-needed victory there.
Yeah, and you know, Derek Shelton has always talked about how in extra innings you need to have the ability to score two runs, and that's what the Cardinals didn't do. So you got to give Aroldis Chapman some credit for shutting them down in the 10th after giving up, you know, the first run, because he was in a jam and got out of it with a couple of strikeouts. But, you know, I think it's good to see the Pirates bats come through, and I think in extra innings, O'Neill Cruz is showing that he's a guy who can come through in the clutch.
Well, the thing about it is, the thing about that is, as you said, you have to be able to score two runs in order to win. That's why, you know, we were discussing, Kevin, the whole put a guy on second base thing. Do you like that role?
I don't love it. I understand, you know, they're trying to speed up the game and try to finish games off. So, you know, I think it's kind of a cheap way to earn a win when you've had a game that was so, you know, played so close through nine. It does you know, add to the intensity of the extra innings, is that you're not just droning on through, you know, three batters over and over and over, going deeper and deeper into games. But you know, it's like having a shootout. It's kind of a gives a feeling of a cheap victory, especially, you know, if a team gets a single. Like, you know, I think how the Pirates lost in Atlanta. You know, you give up a single, which is an unearned run for the pitcher, and that's the game. So I don't really care for that, but I also do think, you know, at some point, you know, baseball can drone on and on and on, and I think they had to come up with some type of solution. But I'm not. I'd rather see a runner on first base than second.
Kevin, there have been one or two or maybe 10,000 opinions given on this radio station about the Pirates and what they should do before the trade deadline. What do you think we should expect from this team? Will they be aggressive? Are they going to make any moves? Do they believe more in just, you know, what we've heard from Ben Cherington, that, you know, our internal options are the best options?
Well, internal options are the best options, only because you know what you're getting if you get a guy to play at his best level. I mean, you know that if Jack Sawinski can figure things out, you know this is a guy who has 25 home run power. If Key Brian Hayes figures things out and starts playing at a higher level, you know you've got a guy who's a gap-to-gap hitter, who's capable of being like a number three or five hitter in your lineup and is an elite defender. If you figure things out, you know that Brian Reynolds is going to be your most consistent bat in the lineup, and you know that you've got some depth pieces. The problem for the Pirates is that I think everybody feels like they don't have enough bats, or at least enough bats that are clicking consistently and really syncing up. And so that seems to be the biggest problem, is this is a team that's had, you know, above average pitching this season and hasn't had the offensive support to go with it. I could actually see the Pirates trading some of the guys that are on one-year contracts and doing it without waving the white flag, doing it from maybe a position of not necessarily strength but of depth. And so I could see a Martin Perez or a Marco Gonzalez being a guy that they're willing to deal to a contender, maybe for, you know, a depth piece or for a bat, you know, and you're finding someone who wants to dump a guy and is willing to absorb his contract and is willing to take on a contract. I could also see, you know, I think a lot of people get caught up in the big names and they say, oh, this is the best guy available, or this is the guy that would be the perfect piece. And if we look at the Pirates historically, they haven't gone after the big names, no matter who was running the front office. That just hasn't been their MO. And to be honest with you, when they did go out and get a former MVP in Justin Morneau, it didn't work out. So I see the types of guys that they feel could be reclamation projects, like a Jay Happ. I feel like they could go out and get a guy that they feel can be a glue piece, like a Marlon Byrd. I think they're going to look for types of guys, if they're in contention, look for types of guys that maybe have a World Series or a lot of postseason experience on their resume. I've mentioned this in the past week or so, but I could see them, you know, trading with a contender that's looking for a certain type of player. Like, you know, if they're looking for a starting pitcher or looking for a reliever and the Pirates feel like they have depth in that area, that I could see them maybe trading for somebody who's on an expiring contract, but fulfills a positional need for the Pirates. And I've mentioned the Baltimore Orioles would be a good trade partner, because they have guys like Anthony Santander, who's on the final year of his contract and is going to hit free agency. And they have guys in the minors that are kind of, their paths are blocked. And so, I, you know, if you look at what the Orioles did last year when they traded with their most popular player, Trey Mancini, and they traded an all-star closer because they felt like they had another one, you know, right behind him. I could see that the Orioles being the type of team that is willing to trade either a guy that they feel is, you know, a piece of their thing, but not a key, or a top prospect if they're getting something really solid in return. And to that matter, you know, maybe a Bailey Falter becomes a trade chip as well. I don't know that the Pirates want to trade a guy who has been successful in their system and has years of control, but that certainly becomes a valuable trade chip when you're talking about a contender that wants those things, that wants a guy, you know, if they want a left-handed starting pitcher who could also work out of the bullpen if necessary, and if they want a guy who has years of control beyond this season, you know, that makes him maybe as valuable to the team you're trading with as he is to the Pirates.
Well, I think that the other thing about it is, the name that I didn't hear you mention was Aroldis Chapman.
Well, I mean, that's if you're a contender, if you think you're making a push for the playoffs, and that's the only, that's what I'm talking about, not waving the white flag. If the Pirates are sellers, everybody that's on a 1 year deal is on the table, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's everybody, including Chapman. But if you're trying to make a push for the playoffs, and the Pirates, as much as they're 10 games behind in the NL Central, they're only 3 games out of the wild card, and they just, you know, closed the gap on one of the teams that's ahead of them with the Cardinals, beating the Cardinals last night. I would think that Chapman is one of the pieces that you want to keep around, because, you know, he's a guy who has a couple World Series championships under his belt. He's a guy who, you know, has shown that he can be a setup man or a closer. He's willing to work the 7th, 8th, or 9th. And you don't know what David Bednar's long-term health is. Or right short-term, he's on the injured list. Long-term, you hope that being down for a couple weeks doesn't set him back the way it did in the spring. But I don't know if you can afford to trade Chapman at the moment. You know, things could be a lot different, 3 weeks from now, and the Pirates could have a pretty nice trade piece in Chapman. If you recall, when the Royals traded him to the Rangers last year, they got a front-of-the-rotation starter in Cole Hague.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We're joined by Kevin Gorman, Pirates beat writer from the Tribune Review. Kevin, you mentioned a couple of names. Of the in-house people, who would most likely, or who do you believe could have a resurgence like Rowdy Tellez has had in the last month?
Well, I'm waiting for Key Brian Hayes to come around. I mean, I think he's probably the most important offensive piece, and defensively as well. I don't think he's playing at his standard. I think he's still playing good defense, but you know, he set the standard. He set the bar very high at his position and for all positions the last two or three years. But I think that's the number one. I think the Pirates would love to have Key Brian Hayes play at a very high level, and I think that would mean a lot to their team. I'm not sure if it's in there right now. You know, I wonder about Key Brian Hayes, where his head is. I wonder how much the back is bothering him. I wonder how much, you know, the Pirates firing John Nunnally, who got him on track last season, if that's still in the back of his head. He's not been around the clubhouse a whole lot, so we haven't had much of a chance to talk with him. But he doesn't seem like he's in the same place that he was last September when he finished the season strong, was named team MVP, was on the verge of winning his first Gold Glove. And we were talking about this as a guy who might be coming into his own as an all-star. We're not seeing that Key Brian Hayes right now, but that could be a huge thing for the Pirates. I think if they could get Jared Triolo going, I think if they can get Connor Joe back on track, those would be important pieces. And I think more than anything, the guys that the Pirates signed to one-year deals that were veterans that have a lot of experience and some postseason experience, guys like Yasmani Grandal, Michael A. Taylor, If they can start hitting at least, you know, I wouldn't say even their weight, if they can just hit above the Mendoza line. And the batting average thing is, they don't care as much about the batting average as the on-base percentage, but you'd like to see these guys come through more often than not from what you've been getting. So, you know, I don't know that there's one guy that you say, okay, this guy is the key to the whole thing. I mean, to me, the guy that's the most important hitter in their lineup, and I think he showed it last night, is O'Neill Cruz. If O'Neill Cruz plays to his potential, we're talking about a guy who has the talent to be one of the best players in the game. I don't know if he's anywhere near that in terms of, you know, polished product, but in terms of the power potential, the speed on the base pass, the arm, you know, the athleticism, you know, he's a guy who this is really, you know, getting a chance to play his first full season. And then we have to remind ourselves of that, but he's also 25 years old. He's not a kid anymore. He's a guy who's entering the prime of his career. And if O'Neill Cruz can play like that, the Pirates are a different ball club.
What did you make of the whole Palacios is coming up? Well, actually, he's not coming up. You know, in the discussion of the fact that basically Sawinski staved off the baseball version of the Grim Reaper by going 3-for-3. What did you make of that whole story?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. I think Jack Sawinski was about to get demoted to the minors, and Palacios was probably on his way up to replace him, although, you know, that means that Taylor has to play center field almost exclusively because, you know, unless you put Reynolds there a little bit, which is not his preference. But, yeah, I think Jack Sawinski saved his job that night with the 3-for-3 and the 3-run homer, and that's the Jack Sawinski the Pirates have been banking on. That's the one they're holding their breath, hoping that he can find that again, because they know it's in there. You know, we've seen him have, I think he led the team in homers last year with 26. We know that he has that type of power potential. We know that he has the ability to be among the team's leaders on on-base percentage and OPS as well. But, you know, he has struggled this year, and sometimes I wonder if it's a confidence thing. Sometimes I wonder if it's just Jack up there guessing that, you know, that he's maybe not as much of a polished hitter as we would like him to be. And this is a guy who didn't play, you know, much in AAA in all of his career. He was rushed to the majors and figured some things out. But it's just, you know, that the word leaked before the move was made is where it can be a dangerous thing. And that's, you know, that's why I didn't write anything about it, is because, you know, it wasn't a move that had been made. You know, I kind of look at it, unless I'm told by someone I trust. And you also have to factor in, okay, is this move actually going to happen now that Jack Sawinski went 3-for-3? There'd be a heck of a time to demote him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA. Our label means more.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Last one for you, Kevin. I know you got to get down to open locker room. Who's the name of a prospect or two that might draw interest that the Pirates would consider parting with? And who are, you know, a couple of prospects you know no way that they're going to trade?
Oh, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys. The Pirates farm system is more about depth than it is about star power. I think the guy that has elevated himself now, the graduation of Paul Skenes from, he's no longer a prospect, he's now a major leaguer. I think the guy that's the number one prospect now is Bubba Chandler, and he's been absolutely dealing in Double A Altoona. He's the type of guy I wouldn't be surprised to see head up to Triple A in Indianapolis sooner rather than later, although I wouldn't expect it to be imminent. You know, he's still kind of figuring things out at Double A, even though he's dominating. I would think that most everybody else would be on the table, although the Pirates would probably, it would take something special to part with a Tamar Johnson and a Braxton Ashcraft maybe. Braxton Ashcraft's probably closer to the majors out of any of the pitchers, pitching prospects, and he's a guy who really impressed me in spring training. Leiver Peguero is a guy whose position is blocked a bit. I mean, he can play shortstop. That's his natural position, but he's kind of outgrown that position, to be honest. You know, he's gotten bigger and stronger and thicker. He might be more of a second baseman. He's the type of guy that I've talked to scouts about that could transition to the outfield. He's got the power to play the corners and the speed to play center field, but that's not his natural position. There would be a learning curve there. I like Jiwon Bae. I think that other teams probably like him too. I'd be curious to see who the Pirates are willing to part with. But I would imagine that outside of Bubba Chandler and maybe Tamar Johnson, that nobody's off limits. It'd be interesting to me to see what other teams think of guys like Thomas Harrington and Hunter Barco, what they think about Anthony Solomito, who's having a tough year and is going through some growing pains. They're a bit down on him right now. But I think the Pirates have been very cautious to the point of almost – afraid to deal their prospects. And that's why you build a strong farm system, is that you can deal from a position of strength when you need to add a bat or when you need to add a pitcher, that you have that system to draw from and say, hey, we're willing to give you a top 10 prospect and a top 30 prospect to get that major league bat.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you guys and to all your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right.
Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey everybody, Chuff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Save up to 50% right now at our spectacular 4th of July sale. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online. No hidden fees and no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. We even have outdoor shades for backyard summer get-togethers. Do the measure and install yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it for you. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. Plus, our design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's spectacular 4th of July sale now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.